Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Henry, and here is what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, I've been listening to your content since the very beginning. You were talking more and more about female lover bots, which I agree with in the future. But there's one point of contention for me to bring up. In engineering, there's a concept known as KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. In other words, never make a project more complicated than it needs to be in order to meet the specifications. In the case of lover bots, you simply need to give men the mental and physical equivalent of being intimate with a beautiful woman. You don't need an android to make this happen. All you need is a VR headset and a spicy scene that proceeds at the speed that is controlled by how fast a user presses the spacebar on a keyboard. Then you need to put a sensor on the doll's torso that sends a spacebar command through the USB to the computer when something thrusts into the doll. The total cost for all those things, including the computer, would be less than $3,000. But a talking, moving android would cost anywhere between $50,000 and $100,000. I know you're personally set on the android love doll thing because you want to make and sell them one day, but I think you're going about it the wrong way. I don't want you to sell dozens of Bitcoin to create a prototype only to find that other people made a better option, leaving you with no way to recoup the expenses. Today, there are already technologies that you can hook up to a computer and they go up and down over your schwing schwang, in perfect sync with VR scenes from spicy websites. P.S. About a year and a half ago, I suggested you should look at helminthic therapy for your autoimmune condition like I did for mine. Did you ever look into it? You can email me your response if you don't want to talk about it on your main channel. Well, Henry, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. If you follow me from the beginning, then you'll know that at first I wanted an android, but then came up with a practical keep it simple stupid solution. But since I've envisioned it, the whole ChatGPT thing it came out and has discouraged me, along with the response young guys in their teens have had to the technology. They don't want to interact with real women anymore, which is pretty much what my tech is based on. When you have a 13-year-old boy tell you that his girlfriend is Siri, you start to see the delusion that guys can love machines is not a delusion at all, but it's going to be the only love that many of them experience in their lives. I wanted them to have the mental equivalent of being with a real woman, to pay for the service, but they increasingly prefer the artificial to the average superficial female. If you've been listening to me for years, then you know that I've already tried to keep it simple as possible and create the easiest solution possible using off-the-shelf technology. No fancy virtual reality, augmented reality, artificial intelligence, or moving robotic parts. It's all about off-the-shelf ultra-short throw projectors, love dolls that are already available on the market, video capture headsets for the women's face that work for their smartphone. Yes, a real woman projected into a doll. I'm sure you know all about that. I'll discuss why I'm kind of demoralized about it in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to in the future, men won't have relationships with women but with machines, and they will prefer it that way, clown world show. We're heading for a future where Cherry 2000 will always win as the choice for men over a strong, empowered feminist version of Melanie Griffith. There won't be any happy ending for the women out there like that film gave them. Henry, the cost for my technology for the consumer would be around $1,500 max. It's lower than the $3,000 you were talking about. That being the total cost for the doll body, which is around $1,000, and the rear projection head you mount on it for only about $300 to $400 more. So not expensive at all. Maybe I'll still do it one day, but I'm discouraged because I thought that young guys would want to interact with the real woman through the technology and get some level of human intimacy, but they don't want that anymore, which is really discouraging. That tells me their relationships will be completely obsolete. For many of us going through bad relationships while we were younger defined our lives, but with low testosterone and even lower self-esteem, many guys are having a completely different formative experience these days. You're right, Henry. They'd rather use VR technology along with spicy content to drain their lizards. Oftentimes, a low testosterone means they will never approach real women, even if it's just in virtual environments. Talking to a real woman is not safe and doesn't guarantee a happy ending most of the time. It also takes effort, and without testosterone, the hormone of the gods, to motivate many young men, they'll most likely turn to dolls and spicy content more and more. Even the guys that pay for lonely fans are still a minority of men out there. Most men will not pay to interact with real women, so that sort of limits the market. I'm predicting the next 5 years we'll have AI girlfriends, and that at some point you'll be able to put on your augmented reality glasses and have your AI girlfriend projected on a doll in real time. And at that point, governments will freak out as the birth rates in the entire developed world drop below one. And that means governments won't be able to pay entitlements to women and seniors with a shrinking population. The cure for socialism is a population crisis, because it's hard to spend other people's money if there are no other people being born. Men, of course, will be demonized for using such technology in the first place, and women won't be blamed for all their use of Tinder to ride the Chad coaster. You spoke of Bitcoin as well, Henry, and that's something I won't be selling because it's another way to make sure the governments can't debase your wealth to pay for social programs for women. Funny how the red pill in the form of Loverbots and the orange pill in the form of Bitcoin is going to force accountability onto governments once more. To think that men not getting married because we use technological crutches for our crotches instead of reproducing, forcing change on the socioeconomic system, would have been a crazy thought a few decades ago. Once it happens, it's going to change everything. That's what makes that Loverbot something I want to build, because it would finally put Marxists out of business, because they wouldn't have a growing population pyramid of people to mooch off of. Plus, the majority of jobs for women are make work, things like government jobs or menial labor, or becoming a project manager, which for many of them is nothing more than being a glorified babysitter of male workers. My favorite part about Loverbots is how they'll take women's attention away, and then women will start losing their minds, because they've lost that attention too. Part of losing their minds will also mean an attempt to take men's bots away through government legislation. Get ready, guys. It's going to be an interesting ride as we see AI develop rapidly. As for the last part of your comments about helminthic therapy, I did look into it, but thought it wasn't a good idea to infect myself with parasites so they could shut down my immune system. They lower the immune system so they can pretty much survive in your body, but a decrease in immunity reduces red and inflamed skin from things like psoriasis. It's a good thing in theory until you get sick with something like cancer, and then you don't have a proper immune system because it's compromised and the response isn't good, because a tapeworm shut off your response. There are other ways to lower inflammation, and I'm doing most of those. Those include exercise, eating a keto diet that avoids sugar, red meat as well as dairy, getting proper high-quality sleep, trying to keep your stress under control, and taking anti-inflammatory supplements like curcumin. Doing all of that has allowed me to control my flare-ups and eliminate the pain. It only covers very small areas of my skin around my nails, and I don't really have it anywhere else in my body. If I didn't point it out, 99% of people wouldn't even notice it. But it's in a place that has a huge amount of nerves, so it gets quite painful if it gets out of control. Suppressing my immune system is not the key to controlling it, but instead to restrict the activities to promote inflammation throughout the body. There are also certain things I can't control, like cold weather, which elevates my stress levels and causes the skin to flare up. Moving to a warmer climate during the winter months will help. The biggest factor is stress with autoimmunity. It's usually the thing that triggers it in the first place. That's what happened to me. Controlling it reverses many of my problems, but it's not limited to my skin, but any damaged tissue. I get digestive issues with flare-ups. It's autoimmune as well. Also, any damaged tissue from the paths will actually flare up too from time to time. I think it's lifestyle choices and not giving yourself worms that has the most positive outcome in the longer term. My father and grandmother also dealt with the same issue. They just didn't know what it was, but I do. My father also has cold urticaria, which is literally an allergy to cold. I spend most of the winter indoors with a humidifier to prevent the pain. From mid-October to mid-April is absolute hell for me. Then my skin clears up in May and June, and I'm doing well during the summer and early fall. Then it starts to come back the moment it gets cold again. I'll have to become a snowbird at some point and only be in Canada and northern latitudes from May until October. I've also already had an allergy to cold as far back as I can remember. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Henry for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the young guys don't want to smash real women, or even real women projected into a robot anymore, but instead want the artificial ones. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Mink.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the governments banning lumber bots before it's too late to stop them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.